Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to the acts of love and of good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of Jesus' return is drawing near. I'm going to talk about something that we all need, and I entitled this message, Choose Community. Choose Community. Everybody shout community. You know, following Jesus is the most important decision that you'll ever do in your life. In fact, based on my testimony and based on my experience, yung decision kong sundin ang ating Panginoon ang pinakamagandang decision na ginawa ko sa aking buhay. Kasunod nito yung pinili ko ang pinakamagandang babae sa balat ng lupa. Kasi dalawa sa pinakaimportanteng decision na pwede mong gawin sa buhay mo ay pagpili ng tamang Diyos at pagpili ng tamang partner. And I believe na hit ko yung dalawa na yan. Amen? That following Jesus is the best decision that I've ever made in my entire life. And yung kaakibat na yan, yung kaakibat po ng pagsunod natin sa ating Panginoong Jesus ay may daladala itong mga pagpapala. Sabi ng scripture, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and not just life, but life that is abundant. Ang tawag po natin dito, Zoe life. Pag sinabi mong Zoe life, hindi ka lang blessed sa isang aspect, kundi pag sinabi mong Zoe wholeness. Yung kabuuan ng iyong buhay that you are not just existing but really living is something that God promised to each and every one of us na pwedeng makamtan ng lahat ng tao na maglalagak ng kanyang buhay sa ating Panginoong Jesus. Whether you are anxious, scared, depressed, whether you are in lack, in sickness, anything that we are going through, the moment that we place ourselves in Jesus Christ, may pangako ang ating Panginoon that through Him, we have an access to His miracle, we have an access to His love, we have an access to His forgiveness. Dito sa Zoe life na ito, ang ating nakaraan cannot threaten our future. Dito sa Zoe life na ito, our past doesn't matter anymore. Dito sa Zoe life na ito, yung mercy ng Panginoon ang magko-cover sa lahat ng ating mga pagkakamali, pagkakasala at limitasyon. Dito sa bagong buhay na ibinigay ng ating Panginoong Jesus, kapag binigay mo ang iyong buhay sa Kanya, sabi ng scripture, yung ating nakaraan ay hindi na makakaapekto sa ating kasalukuyan, and what you did is not who you are. What a great news that what you did is not who you are, because your past has been crucified 2,000 years ago at the cross kasama ng ating mga kasalanan. At itong Jesus na ito, mga kapatid, na hindi lang basta nagbigay sa atin ng oxygen, kundi nagbigay sa atin ng kalidad ng buhay, ay nag-iimbita sa bawat isa sa atin na sundin natin siya at nag-iimbita sa atin na magkaroon tayo ng relationship sa Kanya. Hindi niyo masyado nakuha. Yung Diyos na lumikha ng langit at lupa, yung lumikha ng trillions of galaxies, yung trillions of planets in the sky, is the same God who is asking you and inviting you to have a relationship with Him. Yung Diyos na nagpangalan sa mga bituin, yung Diyos na lumikha sa iyo at sa akin, ay nagsasabi, anak, pwede ba tayong magkaroon ng deep relationship sa isa't isa? Na sabi ng Panginoon doon sa kanya mga first disciples, come, follow me. Yung come is a statement of invitation. Iniimbitahan kanyang sundin mo ang ating Panginoon. At sabi niya kay Peter, James, and John, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Ibig sabihin, kapag sinunod mo ang ating Panginoong Jesus, kapag nilagay mo ang iyong buhay sa ating Panginoong Jesus, magbabago ang destiny, trajectory, at direksyon ng iyong buhay. Komprende? Amen. Sino sa inyo makakapag-testify, nung nilagay ninyo ang inyong buhay sa ating Panginoong Jesus, may nagbago sa iyong buhay? Taas kamay lahat ng may nabago ang Panginoon sa kanilang buhay. Yan. Kasi sumunod ka sa Lord. Hindi tayo perpekto, nagkakamali pa rin tayo, nagkakasala pa rin tayo, but in following Jesus, we started a relationship with the Lord. Hindi lang to acquaintance, palalim ng palalim na relationship sa ating Panginoon. At si Jesus na ating sinusundan, may mission. Ibig sabihin, kung yung itong Jesus na ito na ating sinusundan at pinaglagakan po natin ang ating buhay ay may misyon, ibig sabihin, kung susunod ka sa Kanya, yung misyon niya, misyon mo na rin. Kasi nilagay mo yung buhay mo sa Kanya, so kung ano man yung misyon niya, kung bakit siya bumaba dito sa mundo, na ibinigay niya ang kanyang buhay sa bawat isa sa atin, so the moment that you place your faith in Jesus Christ, yung misyon niya, misyon mo na rin. Amen. na kung sa mata ng ating Panginoon, lahat ng tao mahalaga, dapat pala lahat ng tao pinapahalagahan din natin because everyone matters to the Lord. In fact, walang nilikha ang Diyos na hindi niya mahal. May mga nilikha ang Diyos na hindi mo mahal. Sandamakmak ang nilikha ng Diyos na hindi mo gusto. Pero lahat ng taong hindi mo mahal at hindi mo gusto, gusto ng Panginoon. Kasama yung mga kapitbahay mong hanggang alas dos ng madaling araw nagbibidjoke. Kasama sila sa minahal na sabi mo sa katabi mo parang ikaw magiging topic ngayon. Na kahit ikaw pa ang pinakamasamang tao sa iyong paningin, even the most despicable person that you can imagine is loved by the Father. That not even our worst sin cannot stop Him from loving us. Pero hindi lang mahalaga ang lahat kay Lord, pati mga relationships importante sa Diyos. Na hindi lang kayo, hindi mo lang basta kilala ang Diyos, kundi kilala mo ang Panginoon. Kasi kilala ko si LeBron James, pero hindi ko siya kilala, if you know what I mean. And God wants you to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. And relationships with the Lord matter. At dito sa ating buhay, yung relationships natin, maybe sa friends man natin, o jowa man natin, o parents man natin, whatever it is, meron mo tayong kapasidad na pumili kung sino yung mga taong sasamahan natin. May kapasidad kang piliin kung sino ang mamahalin mo at hindi mo babahalin. May kapasidad kang piliin kung sino ang sasagutin mo at babasterin mo. May kapasidad kang piliin kung sino ang ifa-follow mo o ia-unfollow mo. Sa social media, may kapasidad ka kung sino ia-unfriend, iba-block o ia-unfollow mo. Ibig sabihin, you have the capacity to choose your community. You have the capacity to choose whose person are going to speak life into you. Because you have to be very careful who you surround yourself with. Sino yung mga taong nasa inner? Now, don't get me wrong. We are called to love everybody, but you have to be choosy with your community. Let me repeat. We are called to love everybody, but we have to be choosy with our community. Bakit? Kasi yung community natin ito, mga kapatid, ay makaka-apekto sa ating buhay. In fact, think about your life. You are a product of your community. Kung sino ang kaibigan mo, sino ang kasama mo lagi, most likely have an influence in your life. Sabi nga nila, you are a product of at least 5 persons na nakapaligid sa'yo lagi. So kung lagi nakapaligid sa'yo mga bitter person, hindi ka magiging better. Kung lagi nakapaligid sa'yo mga negative and pessimistic, most likely magiging ganun ka rin. Hawa-hawa yan, matindi pa sa COVID. Amen. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, bad ka ba o good influence sa buhay ko? Hallelujah. Amen. Because we are a product of our community. And it's very important. Why am I saying this? Because it's very important for us to have a community, especially if you are serious about pursuing your call to the Lord. It's very important to surround yourself with people with the same vision and the same intention to follow the Lord. Naalala ko si Apostle Paul, nung binisita niya ang Church of Thessalonica, itong Church of Thessalonica na to, dahil sa pagbisita ni Apostle Paul, naging guest speaker siya, so to speak, kaya ang daming tao nakakilala sa ating Panginoon. Na itong mga taong nakakilala dito sa isang lugar na ang tawag ay Thessalonica, wala siyang choice kundi iwanan ito kasi eventually tinatawag siya ng Lord sa ibang lugar naman para mag-preach ng gospel, e napamahal siya dito sa group of people na ito to the point na sa sobrang na-attach siya, minahal niya, napamahal na sa kanya yung mga tao sa Thessalonica, kahit na nasa ibang lugar na siya, sinusulatan niya ngayon itong mga taong ito ng love letter. Now, kung kilala niyo si Apostle Paul ay malaking kinalaman sa pagtatayo ng napakaraming simbahan, especially in the early days. Kaya nung siya ay nabubuhay pa at ginagamit ng Panginoon, maraming mga lugar ang kanyang pinupuntahan at hindi siya pwedeng madistino sa isang lugar lamang. Kaya nung napunta siya sa Thessalonica, na mahal niya yung mga tao doon, kailangan niya lumipat ng ibang lugar, unfortunately, na-miss niya itong mga taong ito. At dahil sa pagka-miss niya, gumawa siya ng love letter which is recorded for us na gusto kong basahin para sa inyo. Are you ready? Ang sabi ng 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1, babasahin nun natin mula verse 5 rather hanggang verse 13. Pero meron tayong kasunduan. Sa pagbabasa natin ito, mula verse 5 hanggang verse 13, I want you to be part of this. Kailangan niyong bilangin kung ilang beses lalabas yung salitang pananampalataya. Komprende? Okay? Just count it in your head. Put that in the chat. Ang sabi ng 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5. Kaya nga, nang hindi ako makatiis, ay nagpadala ako dyan ng sugo upang alamin ang kalagayan ngayon ng inyong pananampalataya sa Panginoon. Nag-aalala ako na baka matukso kayo ng Diablo. At kung magkagayoy, mawawala ng kabuluhan ng aming pagpapagal. Now, sinusulatan niya yung Thessalonica, nakakaalis niya lang. And verse 6 ngayon, ay nakabalik na rito si Timothy at maganda ang balita niya tungkol sa inyong pananampalataya at pag-ibig. Ibinalita niya na lagi niyo kaming naaalala. Ooh. At malaki ang pananalabik nyo na makita kaming muli. Aww. Gaya ng pananalabik naming makita kayo. Aww. Kaya mga kapatid, dahil sa inyong pananampalataya kay Kristo, ay napasigla kami sa gitna ng aming pagkabalisa at ng hirap. Nabubuhayan kami ng loob kapag kayo'y nananatiling matatag sa pananampalataya. Paano kaya namin mapapasalamatan ng sapat ang Diyos dahil sa kagalakang natamo namin dahil sa inyo? Mataimtim naming idinadalangin araw at gabi na kayo'y muling makita at mapunuan ng anumang kakulangan sa inyong pananampalataya. Loobin nawa mismo ng ating Diyos Ama at ng ating Panginoong Yesus na makapunta kami dyan sa inyo. Naway palaguin at pasaganain ng Panginoon ang inyong pag-ibig sa isa't isa at sa lahat ng tao tulad ng pag-ibig namin sa inyo. Nang sa gayoy, papalakasin niya ang iyong loob upang kayo'y manatiling banal at walang kapintasan sa harap ng Diyos at ng Ama hanggang sa pagdating ng ating Panginoong Yesus kasama ang lahat ng kanyang mga hinirang. Amen. Ganda, no? Parang miss na miss ni Apostle Paul yung church na sinabi niya, nag-aalala ako na baka mamaya natutukso na kayo ng Diablo dyan. Dahil hindi makita ni Apostle Paul itong mga taong ito, nagkaroon siya ng worry kasi nag-invest na siya sa kanila, ibinigay niya ang kanyang oras sa kanila, at nung iniwan niya at nagmi-minister na siya sa ibang simbahan, inaalala niya pa rin yung mga taong una niyang dinalaw at pinagministeran. Nasabi ng scripture, kung babasahin niyo yung verse 5 to 13, iilang verses lamang, pero ilang pananampalataya nabanggit? Lima. Limang beses binanggit yung pananampalataya. Bakit? Kasi concern na concern si Apostle Paul sa pananampalataya ng mga taong iniwan niya. Bakit? Tingnan niyo yung sinabi niya, no? Nag-aalala ako na baka natukso na kayo ng Diablo. Ibig sabihin, nagwo-worry si Apostle Paul na baka mamaya, dahil sa temptation, dahil sa mga pagsubok, ang naging casualty ninyo yung pananampalataya ninyo. Na hindi ninyo natiis ang mga challenges and difficulty, na ginive up ninyo ang inyong pananampalataya sa Panginoon. So sinabi ni Apostle Paul, nag-aalala ako na baka mamaya, sa panahong ito ay hindi na kayo nakakapagsimba, maaring hindi na kayo nakakapagbasa ng salita, hindi na kayo nakakapanalangin, na baka mamaya nag-give up na ninyo ang inyong pananampalataya. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi alam po ni Apostle Paul na ang goal ni Satan ay sirain ang ating pananampalataya. And temptation is strong in isolation. Kapag mag-isa ka, mas matindi ang temptation. And you know it for a fact, mga kapatid, na ang temptation mas lumalakas kapag walang tao na accountable for you. And accountable to you. So napakahalaga yung sinasabi ni Apostle Paul na alam kong matututunan ng bawat isa sa atin. Na if you really want to follow Jesus Christ, and if you really want to preserve your faith, because one of the most important thing that God gave us is not just salvation, but also our testimony. At gagawin ni Satan ang lahat para sirain ang ating pananampalataya at ang ating testimony. And the only way for us to preserve our faith is by having others encourage us and help us through this journey. Let me rephrase. You don't have to go through this life alone. Hindi naman kailangan pag may pagsubok ka, suluhin mo lahat ng pagsubok. May mga taong inilagay ang Panginoon sa buhay mo. Pamilya man yan, kasama sa church, kasama sa ministry, na nilagay ng Panginoon sa iyong paligid para matulungan kang makalagpas dito sa pagsubok na iyong pinagdadaanan. Na sabi ni Apostle Paul, si Satan masyado siyang decided, decididong si Satan, na gusto niyang pabagsakin kayo sa inyong mga pananampalataya. Pero sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, do not waver your faith. Huwag mong i-give up ang iyong pananampalataya. Bantayan ninyo ang isa't isa. Sapagkat napakahalaga nito sa survival natin, na hindi lang tayo attached sa Diyos, kundi attached din tayo sa mga taong niligtas ng Panginoon. Amen. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, it's going to be you and me. Whether you like it or not. Amen? Mahalaga po ba? Mahalaga po ba na tayo ay may relasyon sa ating Panginoon? Yes. It's very important. Kasi ang sabi ng scripture, when we are detached to the Lord, we are going to die. Ang sabi ng John chapter 15, verse 5, I am the vine, Jesus said, and you are the branches. And he who abides in Jesus and Jesus in you will bear much fruit. For without Jesus, you can do nothing. Basahin natin sabay-sabay, parang hindi masyado nag-guess sa mga nasa kaliwa. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. I am the vine, Jesus said, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him will bear much fruit. For without Jesus, you can do nothing. Maliwanag ba mga kapatid? Na si Lord ang ating puno at kailangan tayo bilang mga branches ay laging attached sa Kanya? Kasi kung kailangan mo ng wisdom, kailangan lagi kang attached sa source ng wisdom. Kung kailangan mo ng peace, kailangan lagi kang attached sa source ng peace. At mapapansin nyo, the moment na nilayo mo ang sarili mo sa ating Panginoon, you make a lot of stupid decisions. You cannot sleep. You don't have peace. You know why? Because the source of peace is there. And you have to be attached always to the source of peace. You always have to attach yourself to the source of joy. Para magkaroon ka ng joy. Ang joy, hindi nabibili sa sari-sari store. Ang tunay na joy galing kay Jesus. Corny. Kaya nga sabi ni Jesus Christ, I am the vine. Alam mo yung tawa nila, hindi natawa eh. Tawa, corny, pastor. Okay, I am the vine. Minsan corny rin tayo. And you are the branches, but when you abide, everybody say abide. Pag sinabi mong abide, you remain. You remain in me. You are consistent in your relationship with me. And when you do that, you will bear much fruit. Question, do you want to be fruitful?
Yes.
Sino sa inyo gusto nyo maging fruitful, successful? Gusto nyo magkaroon ng bunga lahat ng inyong ginagawa? The secret is attachment to the source, as attachment to Jesus Christ. When you are attached to Him, being your vine, you will bear much fruit. For without Jesus, without God, you are nothing. Amen? Alam niyo, sa totoo lang, si Satan, hindi ka na niya kailangang pagurin, bugbugin, para sumuko ka. Para mamatay tayo sa ating relationship kay Lord, hindi niya na kailangan tayong bigyan ng maraming problema. Alam niyo, ang gagawin lang ni Satan, i-detach ka niya sa source, mawawala ka na ng bunga. Mawala ka na ng buhay. For example, itong grapes na ito, nakaka-lunch nyo lang kanina, kaya dessert na ngayon. Itong grapes na ito, tawag natin dito is cluster of grapes. Kung makikita nyo sa background ko, meron tinatawag na vineyard. Itong vineyard na makikita nyo sa background ko is actually taniman huya ng mga grapes. At sa vineyard, may mga vine o puno. So puno kunwari ng ubas. Okay? As sa puno ng ubas, yung ubas na yan, nagpo-produce siya ng cluster of grapes. And every time we are together, and every time we function as a cluster, as a community, as a church, as one church, we are unstoppable. At hindi na, as si Satan, if he wants to kill you spiritually, if he want you to have, na mawala ka ng relationship kay Lord, hindi na kailangan ni Satan pindutin ka. Hindi na kailangan ni Satan lamugin ka. Ang kailangan niya lang gawin, i-detach ka. At kapag ikaw ay detached sa cluster and you are isolated, you will easily fall in any temptation. Why? You're alone. Last Sunday, if you're here about Samson, bakit malakas ang temptation kay Samson at bakit parang appealing si Delilah? Wala siyang kaibigan. He's alone. At ang isang taong isolated, madaling babagsak sa mga pagsubok. That's why paulit-ulit sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, baka natukso na kayo kasi nakahiwalay. Ang gagawin lang ni Satan, gagawa siya ng paraan for you na mahiwalay. At tingnan nyo, nakahiwalay na ito, pero maganda pa kulay. Pero hindi porkit maganda pa kulay, buhay pa. Kasi, it's just a matter of time. Yung pula na yan, magiging brown. Bakit? Wala nang source. Wala nang source of nutrients. And how cool is it that sometimes many Christians are convincing themselves, hindi ako nagsimba for 3 years, okay pa naman ako, okay pa kulay ko. It's just a matter of time that you will realize, without Jesus as your source, you will never survive the battles and the journey that you are in. That's why it's very helpful for us, mga kapatid, to be reminded that you need somebody to hold on to. You need a shoulder to cry on. You need somebody who will be your refuge and your strength. The very present help in times of your trouble. That when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, you will not be afraid because you know that God is with you. And you are surrounded with people with the same vision, the same agenda, the same purpose. It's just a matter of time. Na yung pula na yan na grapes, it's just a matter of time. Magiging brown siya. Why? Detach. And this is exactly the strategy of the enemy for you and for me. Have you heard this before? Hindi na muna ako aaten. Aalis lang muna ako. Babaguhin ko lang ang aking sarili. And I tell you this. I've been a pastor for 20 years already. I've been serving the Lord for 24 years already. And I must tell you this. When you are isolated, you cannot fix yourself. You'll only get worse. Nobody can fix themselves. Kapag may sunog, saan ka lalapit? Alangan naman sa doktor. Pag may sunog, lumapit ka sa bombero. Pag may sakit ka, pumunta ka sa doktor. Kung makasalanan ka, saan ka pupunta? Sa Diyos. Kasi siya lang ang magkakapagbigay ng solusyon, kapatawaran sa bagay na kailangan mo. Eh kung lalayo ka pa sa Kanya. Kaya ang lagi ko sinasabi, if you don't feel like attending the church, you attend even more. If you don't feel like reading your Bible, read even more. If you don't feel like coming to God, come even more. Bakit? Kasi ginagamit ni Satan yun. Hindi ka ba nagtataka na ginagawa ni Satan na lahat para hindi ka makatin today? Kasi alam niya, may maririnig ka ngayong araw na ito na makakapagpabago ng iyong buhay. That's why i-discourage ka niya na i-detach mo ang iyong sarili. Amen? It's very important that we are attached to the vine. Ano sabi ng Psalms 133 verse 1? Oh, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Basahin po natin sabay-sabay. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang kayo magkakasama, kundi united kayo. With one purpose. Napakaligaya at kahanga-hanga sa napagmasdan ang mga nagkakaisa at laging sama-samang magkakapatid. Bakit? Gusto ng Lord, we are part of a community. After all, our vision is bigger than ourselves. The purpose of God in your life is bigger than yourself. You need somebody that will remind you of your purpose, will remind you of who you are and whose you are in Jesus Christ. You need a family. Amen? Tulad ng isang bata na bagong panganak. Yung baby na bagong panganak, usually, ang misconception natin, at least for me, ang misconception ko, ang unang pangangailangan ng batang bagong panganak, pagkain. Dede. Gatas. True. Mahalaga ba ang gatas sa bagong panganak na baby? Yes. Pero ang tunay na unang pangangailangan ng bata, hindi gatas. Ang tunay na kailangan niya, mature na taong magpapakain sa kanya. Kasi kahit na yung gatas mo mamahalin, kung walang magpapakain sa bata, hindi siya makakakain. And usually, yung mga taong tumanggap kay Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, new Christian if you may, baby Christian if you may, ano minsan solusyon natin? More Bible study, more prayer meeting, more Bible reading and so on and so forth. But all of these are good, pero kung walang taong mag-aalaga sa kanya as a family, hindi siya tatagal. Because time will come that his faith will be challenged. At kapag na-challenge siya, and their roots are not deep enough, babagsak siya when storms come. Wala pa ho ako nakita na isang puno na naglayas nung nabalitaan niyang may signal number 3 bagyo paparating. Wala pa. Kahit nabalitaan ng punong may signal number 3, hindi siya lumilipat. Bakit? Planted eh. Rooted. Ang isang taong rooted, kahit anong pagsubok ang dumating, hindi mo siya basta-basta mapapalipat. Amen? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, para ikaw na topic ngayon. Amen? Gusto niyo po ba lumago, mga kapatid? Yes. Amen? I'm reminding you and teaching you a principle. You cannot grow alone. Kailangan mo na magpapalago sa'yo. Kailangan mo ng taong tutulong sa'yo. Kasi tayo minsan, no? Dahil sa kagustuhan nating mapalapit kay Lord, lumago sa Panginoon, napansin niyo ba na minsan dinadaan natin sa intensity yung dapat dinadaan sa consistency? Now, may tanong ako sa inyo. Kapag ba nabasa mo ang Bible overnight, pwede ka na maging pastor? Come on now. Binasa mo naman lahat ah. Eh di ba, ito naman ang pinapangaral namin mga pastor. Eh bakit pag binasa ko to overnight, hindi ako pwede maging pastor? Alam niyo ako bakit? Kasi hindi porket nginuya mo lahat sa isang upuan, eh lalabas agad ang maturity. Ang maturity hindi dumarating sa intensity. Ang maturity dumarating sa consistency. Kahit anong sit-up, kahit mag 1,000 sit-ups ka ngayon, hindi lalabas ang abs. Dahil lang nag-sit. Amen? Kasi minsan, oh, maghahabol ako ngayon. Alam niyo yung sinasabi ko? Dami ko nakain ng New Year, maghahabol ako ngayon. Kaya yung workout mo, imbis sa 2 hours, naging 4 hours, kasi nga dinadaan mo sa intensity, pero walang sustainability. Amen? Pero kahit ng 100 sit-ups o 200 sit-ups a day, pero consistent mong ginagawa, time will come, you will see results. At sa unang sit-ups mo, sa unang buhat mo, wala kang makikitang ebidensya. Pero nagtataka lang ako sa mga nag-gym, no? Kahit unang araw pa lang, ganun agad. Ba, may kilala kayo, no? Tapos nakasando lang agad. Wala pang resulta, pero, diba? Kala mo, kasi diba, parang they feel it from the inside, but it's not yet showing on the outside. At minsan, nilalait natin yung iba, ito naman, nagsando ka agad, nakaisa pa lang. Na minsan din, hinuhusgan mo ang sarili mo dahil wala kang makitang progress, nagkukwit ka, na pe-preempt yung bagay na gustong gawin ng Panginoon sa'yo. Umatin ako ng church, 4 linggo sunod-sunod, di naman na bago ang buhay ko. Eh, porke ba umatin ka ng 4 beses sunod-sunod, pwede ka na maging pastor? No, it's a consistency. Kami ni Jenny po, yung pinakamagandang babae sa balat ng lupa, as I've said. Kami ni Jenny married na for 11 years. Pwede ko ba sabihin kay Jenny na, oy, ganito, Beno, arrangement natin ng ating pagsasama, Isang beses lang tayo sa isang taon magsasama. Tapos yung ilang araw na yun, 364 days, bahala ka na sa buhay mo. Pero doon sa isang araw na yun, 24 hours naman tayo magkasama. Tingin niyo may mabubuong relationship kung once a year lang, pero 24 hours naman. May intensity, pero walang consistency. Right? And many people failed to grow and improve in their spiritual journey because akala nilang spiritual journey, intensity. As I've said, kahit makabasa ka ng 10 chapters in one day, hindi ibig sabihin nun na mag-grow tayo at magmamature. Kasi may mga kilala ko, one verse lang nabasa nila, pero nagkaroon ng deep roots sa kanilang puso at nai-apply nila sa kanilang buhay. That's what you call maturity. Ang maturity hindi dumarating dahil sa intensity, kundi sa consistency natin. Amen. If you stick with it consistently, you will start to see results. At ang spiritual life natin hindi lalago by intensity, but by consistency. Are you still with me, mga kapatid? Kaya kailangan consistent tayo. Ito ba talaga ang gusto mong puntahan? Is this the direction that you really want? Gusto mo pa talaga mapalapit sa ating Panginoon? Kaya nga lang, minsan, nagiging consistent tayo sa pagiging inconsistent. But the God that we serve is a consistent God. Ang sabi niya, I am the same yesterday, consistency, today, and forever. We are serving a God who is consistent in His love. Ang love ng Lord ay hindi nakabase sa ginawa mo o hindi mo ginawa. He loves you regardless of what you do and what you did and what you're going to do. Ang pagmamahal niya sa'yo hindi nagbabago base sa ginawa natin. Ang pag-ibig ng Diyos hindi nagbabago base sa ating pagkukulang, limitasyon o lakas. No. When God says He loves you no matter what. That's consistency. Especially right now. In the rise sa pagtaso ng culture of individualism. Solo-solo na lang, kaya mo yan mag-isa. Go, girl. Show the world that you're strong. You can do it alone. And walang masama sa pagiging isa o mag-isa. Pero in the rise of this individualism, ang sinasabi nila, patay na ang community. No. We need community now more than ever. We need community now more than ever. You may not realize it, mga kapatid, but we need community now more than ever. After all, we have a moral obligation na sinasabi ng scripture that we should encourage and love one another. E di ba yung one another, ibig sabihin, mahirap naman, love one another, ikaw lang mag-isa. Encourage one another, encourage kita. No, we have a call. May pagdawag ang Panginoon to encourage one another. Amen. At sinasabi ng Panginoon sa atin, ang church, ang growth, ang commitment, ang relationship natin kay Lord is not a one man's job. Maturity is a collaboration. Collaboration between you, your leader, and God. Kasi kahit gusto mo lumago, kung hindi nagko-collaborate ang pastors and leaders mo, wala rin mangyayari, di ba? Pero kahit gusto naman ng pastors and leaders, kung ayaw mo rin naman, wala rin mangyayari. It's a collaboration, not isolation. Naalala ko si Moses, one time, tumayo siya bilang judge ng nation of Israel kasi imagine niyo approximately 2 million Israelites in the desert. Ilan kaya may problema doon sa palagay po ninyo? Sa 2 million people. Eh di 2 million people din. At lahat ng tao na yun, mga kapatid, kapag may mga problema sila, pumipila sila in a single line para makausap si Moses at makahanap ng payo. Imagine niyo yung stress. Imagine niyo yung haba ng pila. Imagine niyo yung problema ni Moses na kahit masaya siyang gumising, matutulog siyang malungkot at stress. Come on now. Nung nakita siya ng father-in-law niya, si Jethro, what are you doing? This is not a one-man's job. Ang sabi ni Jethro, bakit mo sinusolo yung bakat dapat isineshare mo sa iba? Alam mo kung bakit minsan hirap na hirap tayo? Sinolo natin eh. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for He cares for you. Pag sinabi mong all, di ko alam kung saan school kayo nag-aral, pero sa school na pinag-aralan ko, yung all lahat. Hindi sinabing 50%, hindi sinabing cast your 50%, lahat ng cares mo, kalahati. Eh, minsan tayo, masyado nang maraming iniintindi si Lord, marami ng planetang pinapaikot. Ito na lang, Lord, muna. Ito lang kailangan ko ngayon. And actually, in the context, that's pride. When you cannot cast all your cares upon the Lord, that's pride. Humble yourselves before the Lord. Cast all your cares upon me, for He cares for you. May malasakit ang Panginoon. He wants to collaborate with us. This is not a one-man's job. Ang sabi ni Jethro, bakit mo sinusolo yung bakat dapat ibinibigay mo? Eh, kasi nga tayo, Sa society natin, alone time, introspect, individualism. Kaya ko to. Kaya ko to mag-isa. Kahit wala nakakakilala sa akin sa church, okay lang. Papasok ako doon na hindi nila namamalayan. Lalabas ako hindi namamalayan. Tawag ko doon mga Kristiyanong pusa eh. Dahan-dahan lang dumating mga malayan. Tapos lalabas din sila, hindi mo rin namamalayan. Pero alam nyo, isa sa pinaka powerful arsenal ni Satan, isolation. Hindi masama na mag-isa. Tinuruan tayo ng Lord na mag-pray in private. Tinuruan tayo ng Panginoon na tumulong in private. Hindi masama yun. But there is nothing that can replace the beauty of corporate worship. There's nothing that can replace the beauty of having a community in your life that will speak life into you. You need a family whether you like it or not. Amen? Yun nga lang, ayaw natin mag-involve minsan sa community, ayaw natin ibukas ang ating mga sarili, especially the church, kasi nga, napasin nyo ba mga kapatid that people are frustrated in church? Let me personalize, some people are frustrated in our church. Kasi in-expect nila yung church natin perfect. And since day one, noong 2013, I've never mentioned, ever in this pulpit, that our church is perfect. In fact, I keep on telling each and every one of you, none of us is perfect. This church is not perfect. In fact, if you've been attending this church for quite some time, kahit mahal na mahal niyo ako, kahit pugim-pugi kayo sa akin, darating ang pagkakataon na may masasabi akong hindi mo magugustuhan. It will come. It's just a matter of time. It will come. Because this church is not perfect, your pastor is not perfect. At kung perfecto man ang Gia Kamanaba at sumali ka, sisirain mo kami. Because what can you expect with imperfect people na nagsama-sama? Magiging anong klaseng mathematics yun? Na yung imperfect pinagsama mo, naging perfect? Wow! No, we are all imperfect people trying to serve a perfect God. That's what we do here. We are a work in progress by the grace of God. And I acknowledge that the church is messy sometimes. Nagkakaapakan tayo ng paa. Spiritually, emotionally, the church is not perfect. Magkakasakitan tayo, magkakapikunan tayo, may mamumuong galit na nagli-lead sa discouragement. And in my 24 years of serving the Lord in the ministry, I realized na minsan ang church confusing, minsan ang church boring, minsan ang church damaging, minsan ang church hurting. Nakasakit. That's why it takes intentionality and the grace of God to do life together. Napasin niyo yung text natin? Let us think, Hebrews 10:24, let us think of ways to motivate each other. Kasi kung di mo talaga pag-iisipang i-motivate, sarili mo na lang i-motivate mo. Pero sabi ng writer of Hebrews, maging concerned ka rin sa iba, motivate them. Kung nangihina sila, napapagod sila, kailangan tayo mag-isip ng paraan how to motivate them in the acts of love and doing good works. Kaya mapansin niyo po si Apostle Paul, he wrote 66% of our New Testament. And most of that letters in the epistles are actually letters of conviction. Kinoconvict niyang ang early church, ang prideful ninyo, immoral kayo, punong-puno na naman kayo ng tension, legalism, heresy, ambition, pride, and arrogance. Pero mo, yung mga binanggit ko, kahit ng early church, meron na. At hanggang ngayon, hindi nawawala. Bakit? What can you expect with imperfect people na nagsasama-sama? Wala. That's why we need grace. Lahat po tayo dito nagpa-function by grace. Hindi po ako nasa stage dahil ako, hindi po ako ang may hawak na mikropono dahil ako ang perfecto sa atin lahat. No. I'm holding this microphone by grace. I'm speaking to you by grace. This church is built by grace. Yung katabi mo nandyan ngayon, by grace. Grasya lang ng Diyos, kaya tayo nandito. And if truth be told, alam niyo yung totoo, mga kapatid. That's why we need a community. A shoulder to cry on. Somebody that you can lean on. Kasi sa community may collective wisdom. Alam kong matalino ka na, pero iba pa rin pag may community, nadadagdagan yung dunong mo. Nadadagdagan yung wisdom mo. Sa community, we pray for each other. Hindi lang ikaw nananalangin para sa sarili mo, may nananalangin para sa'yo. Sa community, we encourage each other. Hindi mo lang ini-encourage, pinapalakas ang sarili mo, may taong nagsasabi sa'yo, kaya mo yan, huwag kang mawawala ng pag-asa. Hindi pa uli ang lahat. Why? In community, we pray for each other. In the community, we are encouragers. Dito sa community, gumagaang ang lahat ng pasanin. And I always wonder, how did the early church did this? Paano to ginawa ng early church? Because at that point, walang social media. na pag nag-post ka ngayon, somebody will be encouraged by your post, right? Amen? In the early days, they keep on growing in numbers. And many people are against the mega church, but the early church is a mega church in one day. Kasi sabi ng scripture, nung si Apostle Peter ay nag-preach, 3,000 people got saved that day and commit themselves to Jesus Christ. One preaching, 3,000 people ang naligtas. Mega kagad. E sa ating ngayon, 3,000 ang preaching, isa lang ligtas. Okay, Peter, 3,000, one preaching and 3,000 people got saved. Bakit? They continue to meet together. Ano sabi ng Acts chapter 2, verse 46 to 47? So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of the heart. Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So after Peter preached, one preaching and 3,000 people got saved, hindi sila huminto, hindi sila nagsettle, ang dami na natin. No, anong sabi ng scripture? They keep on what? They keep on meeting in the temple courts. They keep on breaking breads in house to house. They ate together as a family. They praised the Lord. And the Lord added to the church daily. Kaya ako naniniwala, mga kapatid, aside from their Sunday service, they meet on the weekday. Kasi kung hindi kayo mag-meet on weekdays, hindi dapat ang sabi dito, the Lord added to the church weekly. Duh. Pero bakit daily? Obviously, they are sharing the gospel every day. Mga kapatid, we are trying our best dito sa ating simbahan, as you can see, to create a space for you kasi ayoko mahadlangan kayo na mag-invite ng inyong mga kaibigan. Ayoko mahadlangan. Problema na namin yun. Okay? But it's our collaborative effort to keep on sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, and these people na tumatanggap kay Jesus Christ ay ma-disciple. Alam niyo kung bakit? Anak pa Panginoon yan. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi what? Parang dancer. Kala niyo sasayaw na? Hindi, biro lang. Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi you cannot disciple a chair. So hangkat walang laman, wala kang madi-disciple. Kaya nga ang calling ng Gia, go bear fruits, fruit remains. Twin calling yon, evangelism and discipleship. Share the gospel and disciple them. Problema naman natin, minsan, share tayo ng share, walang nagdi-disciple. At mas mahirap lalo nagdi-disciple ka ng bangko. It will not grow, it cannot hear you. Kahit i-comfort mo siya, hindi siya mako-comfort. Ikaw ang mako-comfort nito actually. Why? You cannot disciple a chair. Anong ginawa nila? I mean, nag-settle ba sila doon sa 300 at di-disciple lang nila? No, they keep on preaching. They keep on sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Hanggang yung 3,000, Acts chapter 4, verse 4. Basa. Sabi ng scripture, Acts 4, verse 4, two chapters later, but many who heard the message believed. So the number of men who believed grew to 5,000. Here you go. So yung 3,000, dahil hindi sila uminto, naging 5,000. One chapter again, verse chapter 5. And yet, more and more people believed and were brought to the Lord, and crowds of both men and women. Hindi na siya mabilang. So, 3,000, naging 5,000, hindi na natin tumabilang. Ha? Crowds na lang. So many people. And sabi ng maraming historian, ang Jerusalem back in the day has around 200,000 in population. And many scholars believe that the early disciples were able to reach half of the city. 100,000 believers in a span of 25 years. Woo! Why? Hindi sila huminto. Hindi nila sinabi, bahala na si Pastor Stephen mag-preach. No. Because wherever you are is a mission field. At lahat ng mission field, kailangan ng missionary. So stop praying, Lord, send us a missionary. Kasi ikaw yung missionary. Wherever you are. Your family is your mission field. Your office is your mission field. Amen? The church, the organization is never invented in the first place to pamper the saved, but for us to reach the lost. Eh, ba't pa tayo nag-gather every week, Pastor? To equip us para pagbalik natin sa ating mga mission field, we carry that light and that salt. As sabi ng Matthew 5, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Ang ilaw dapat maliwanag. Ang asin dapat maalat. So kapag yung asin lumiwanag at yung ilaw umalat, may problema. So tanongin mo yung katabi mo, may alat ka pa ba? Kailangan maliwanag yan. One chapter later, Acts chapter 6. Amen? So God's message continued to spread and the number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem and many of the Jewish priests were converted too. Kahit kaaway nila, naniwala na sa kanila. Paano nga naman natin mapapaniwala yung mga kaaway natin kung lagi natin inaaway? Alam niyo kung paano niyo mawiwin yung mga kaaway ninyo? Bukas, pag lunchtime, pag nagbaong ka, gawin mong dalawa. Pag lunchtime, ibigay mo sa kanya yung isa. Magugulat yun. Grabe ah, may lason siguro to. Ba? Hindi siya makakapaniwala eh. Kasi how come? Inaway ko siya, tapos gagantihan niya ako ng kabutihan. Baka may lason to. They cannot comprehend that level of kindness, that level of grace na una nating naranasan at pinapakita natin sa kanila. Bakit mga kapatid, we are called to reach people for the glory of God. Acts 21, 25 years later. Are you with me? 25 years later, here's what happened. After hearing this, they praised God and they said, "You know, dear brother, how many thousands of Jews have also believed and they all follow the law of Moses very seriously." 25 years later, they were able to reach 100,000 believers just in the city of Jerusalem. Why? Hindi mo sila mapapatahimik. And ladies and gentlemen, this is how you change the legislation of the government. This is how you change the government through the church. Naniniwala ko ang tunay na pag-asa ng bayan, mga mananampalatayang totoo at hindi peke. Yun ang tunay na pag-asa ng bayan. Bakit? Kasi ang simbahan, it affects the families, it affects the church. Whether you believe it or not, you've been affected and impacted by every Sunday that you come to church. Right? Sino sa inyo, pag-uwi nyo, mamaya, nangyayari sa inyo na pag-uwi nyo galing service, kapag kumain kayo, pinag-uusapan nyo pa rin yung preaching nung hanggang gabi pa yan. In fact, hanggang Thursday pa yan, sasabihin ng mga nanay sa anak, o narinig mo yung sinabi ni Pastor, di ba? Feelings are dangerous. You know why? Because feelings can change. Sabi ng nanay, comprende? Pati nanay, nagko-comprende na rin eh. Bakit? It has impacted the church. It has impacted the family. Amen. The society. You want to change our government? You want to change our nation? Start from your family. Start from your church. Start here. This is how we change our legislation. Amen? After all, it only takes one legislation. Pwede tayong pigilan in gathering. Hindi kailangan ng pandemic ulit para mapigilan tayo. It only takes one law. As sabihin nila, bawal na kayo mag-gather mga Christians. Ang gagawin natin if that happens? Buti na lang early church may solusyon. Ang sabi ng Acts chapter 5, and every day in the temple and from house to house, they continued to teach and preach this message that Jesus is the Messiah. Pasinin niyo mga kapatid, ano? Temple, house to house. So they gather in temples and they gather house to house. And all Christian churches, they gather in the temple. But only few are gathering through small groups, Bible studies, and house to house. If this house to house doesn't happen, walang members that will be added daily. Minsan may nagtanong sa akin, Pastor, ba't kailangan seryosong-seryoso ang simbahan sa pag-share ng gospel? Sabi ko sa kanya, naniniwala ka bang totoo yung impyerno? Opo. Kung naniniwala kang totoo, it will cost you something. Kung naniniwala kang totoo, may epekto yan sa buhay mo, sa pagsasalita mo. Kasi alam mo na kung ititikom natin ang ating bibig, hindi makakakilala yung mga taong dapat makakilala. Sino sa inyo excited pagdating natin sa langit, magkakasama tayo lahat? Magkaroon tayong reunion doon. Lahat ng Gia Kamanaba sama-sama sa isang corner. Come on na, sino sa inyo excited? Sino sa inyo excited yung mga kaibigan nyo, makita nyo sa langit? Sino sa inyo excited mga ka-office mate nyo, makita nyo sa langit? Pero isang malaking bangungot pag wala yung pamilya mo doon. Pero nandun yung office mate mo. That's why it's very important to start with the family. Notice, no? May dalawang klase sila ng meeting. Temple and house to house. Amen? Bakit? Because in this large gathering, for example, this one, how many among you loves to attend every Sunday in person? And those who are joining us only, one day, time will come, makakarating din kayo dito in person. Amen? If you're physically able, you are welcome to join. But in here, nakikita natin kung gaano kalaki ang Diyos. Sa dami ng tao, madali sa atin minsan itago ang ating sarili. Maging parang pusa. Right? But in here, we see God's greatness. But in small groups, in Bible study, in communities, we are seeing the nearness of God. Parang ang lapit-lapit ng Diyos. Gusto niyo po ba mag-upgrade ang inyong spiritual journey na hindi na lang temple, kundi may house to house na? Tingnan niyo po yung nasa harapan ninyo. Tingin kayo sa nasa harapan ninyo ngayon. Yan. Ano nakikita niyo ngayon? Batok. Tama? Sino sa inyo gusto niyo, ayaw niyo na mag-settle sa batok ngayon? Come on now. Amen? Lord, improve mo na. Ayoko na makita batok nito. Kasi sa service, ang nakikita natin, batok. Pero sa small group, ang nakikita mo, muka. So gusto mo ba mag-improve mula sa batok, sa muka? Amen? Every single Sunday after the service, I want to invite you. Meron tayong 10 to 15 minutes na link-up groups kung saan hindi na lang batok. Hindi na lang batok na may libag ang makikita mo, kundi mukha niya mismo. Amen? And I want to invite you to join one. Naka-flash ngayon sa likod ng screen ko. If you want to register online, you can do it. Amen? Register yourself. Register your family. Invite them to be part of our link-up groups. Kasi hindi lang temple, kundi house to house. Amen? But after the service, if you don't have time for this, pwede rin after the service, you can join in any of our, meron tayong age-appropriate link-up groups. And if you don't know, we have literally hundreds of people na nagjo-join sa mga small group every day. Every single day may link-up group. So every single day may church. Kaya minsan akala na, si Pastor Stephen na naman preacher. Every Sunday lang po ako, pero yung mga link-up group natin, araw-araw nagpipreach. Mas marami pa sila. Mas mahal na nga sila ng mga tao kaysa sa akin eh. Pero okay lang sa akin yun. Kasi I admit and I know for a fact na hindi po lahat ng pangangailangan nyo kaya kong i-meet. That's why I train them, we train them to do pastoral care, to be an extension so that the church will keep on expanding and growing. Ayaw natin na lumalaki lang tayo, namamaga tayo, pero hindi tayo healthy. Ayaw ng Diyos ng obese church, gusto niya healthy church. And healthy things grow. And in order for you to grow, you really need to be part of the community like this one. Ay. Amen? Naniniwala ho ba kayo may rason kung ba't nakaupo kayo ngayon? Lalo yung mga ibang, may mga kilala ba kayong ganun minsan yung sa church, no? Yung, buti nga dito, hindi na uso yan, eh, no? Yung sa church na, every Sunday, may, parang nabili na nila yung upuan na yung kanila na yun. May titulo, ganun. Para sa, hindi, dito ko gusto umupo. Hindi, dito po, dito po, dito ko gusto umupo. Oh. Eh, wala pa po. Hindi, antayin ko. Kasi dito sa atin, di ba, may system tayo of seat management so that maging maayos yung pagpapaupo natin. Pero some people would rather have their own chair. Akala nila, yung upuan na yun is a place for them to watch the church. No, you are here, you are sitting, and God is giving you not a place to watch, but a place to minister. You are a missionary, you are a minister right where you are. Kahit saan ka pa. Amen? And I find it fascinating na napakaraming tao naghahangad na mag-minister sa stage, pero laging gusto nasa likod. It blows my mind to think that when we have a microphone, we want to be on stage. Pero pag wala tayong microphone, we always want to sit at the back. Amen? Kaya mga pastors and leaders natin required sa harap umuupo. Pag may upuan pa. Pag wala, overflow. Hi sa mga nasa overflow. Praise the Lord. Palapakan natin ang Panginoon. You are equipped to go back to your workplace so that your light will shine. Church is not a place to go. We are the church. We are the living body. And the church is more than just an organization. We are a family. So I want to invite you. Ayaw natin, mga kapatid, na yung mga needs ng bawat isa sa inyo, hindi natin natutugunan. We don't want you to feel that you're not heard, that you're not seen. We are committed to help you grow in your faith. It's just a matter of your choice. Will you say, Lord, Pastor, I want to take my faith to the next level. Every Sunday, I'm here. But right now, starting from today, I want to take my faith to the next level. I want to join the link-up groups. I want to join the link-up groups. At lahat ng kasali sa link-up groups, sisigaw ngayon para malaman niyo kung gaano ka-beneficial. kung gaano ka-beneficial na meron tayong link up group. It's hard to face the battles of life without a community that will stand together, pray together, encourage together. You need a community. You need a spiritual family. You cannot do life alone. Amen? So our action plan for today, make a commitment, consistency, in attending, in reading, and praying. And also consistency na ibigay ko ang aking sarili deeper for the glory of God. Amen? So, from my heart to yours, from your tatay spiritually, I really wanted to encourage all of you to join our link up groups. Amen? Be part of one. Amen? Be part of one. It's gonna help you grow in your faith. Subukan nyo lang kahit 1 month. Pag hindi naging beneficial, you're free to go. You're free na umalis sa GC. It's okay. But I'm confident, mga kapatid, that link up group is a way for you to really grow in your faith. You'll be surprised that this very small thing that we do can have a huge impact in your life. And I tell you that, it will help you. Choose community. God, thank you for this opportunity. For us to be able to be reminded, oh God, that you love the church, hindi dahil maganda ang church, but to make it beautiful. Lord, we want to focus our attention to you and to you alone. We want to focus our attention in the truth of your word. And I know that the more centered we are in your truth, the faster we grow. You are perfect. Your ways are perfect. We love you. We cherish you. Thank you for giving your life to us. Thank you for allowing us to experience, oh God, your grace and your mercy in our lives today. And so today, as we respond to your call to choose community, may it be consistently attending, oh God, consistently reaching out, being influenced or influence other people. May it be joining our home Bible studies or small groups, oh God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you will continue, oh God, to empower the church and prepare us, oh God, for what's about to come. Naniniwala ko, Panginoon, that explosive growth are yet to come. Naniniwala ko that the best is still yet to come. So I pray in Jesus' name, equip us, empower us, i-ready niyo po kami for all the things that you're about to do in our lives. All glory belongs to you, for you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Amen. Palapakan natin ang Panginoon.
Hello, Global Family. Thank you for listening. If this message have impacted your life, please consider following this Spotify account. Connect with us. Let us know what God spoke to you today. Where are you streaming from, or how can we pray for you? If you want to support this ministry and continue advance God's kingdom para punuin ang langit, I want to personally encourage you to support and give financially. Go to our website, gscmnb.com/give, so you can know how the ways that you can support the ministry. See you soon. God bless you.